Travel agencies and organizations regard the Belt and Road Initiative as an enormous opportunity for promoting global connectivity. Beijing-based China Youth Travel Service is one of the early birds among its peers to dig into new possibilities from the initiative. It's been organizing tourism groups to countries such as Iran and Russia to give travelers a unique taste of the region. Group members are treated to authentic local delicacies and have the chance to see cultural wonders with their own eyes. CYTS Marketing and Sales Chief Feng Ruobin says they want their clients to gain a new perspective of the world.
Our clients have more money to spend and are becoming more demanding in their travels. They want to walk new paths and reach new places. So we want to take them to countries with histories that run long and cultures that go deep. They will have a unique experience comparing the ancient Silk Road with today's economic belt. They can also go along maritime Silk Road travel routes. The purpose is to offer them new perspectives through cultural exchanges.
Cruise vacation lovers now have the chance to trace the maritime Silk Road on the luxury liner, the Majestic Princess. Over 6,000 passengers will join her on her maiden voyage next week. They will set sail from Italy and reach their final destination in Xiamen. Anthony Kaufman, Deputy Executive Officer of the Cruise Liner's International Operation, says the passengers are eager to learn about the Silk Road on this voyage.
I think our passengers are very interested in learning a lot about the different cultures where they go to. That's one of the reasons why Princess Cruises is so popular with the passenger base that we have. So our passengers are naturally curious about the world, and of course, with the ship being solely built specifically for the Chinese market, I think that's raised a lot of interest because China is a very important country now, and of course, in the news all the time. So I think they wanted to find out more about the Chinese culture and about the history of the Chinese culture.
China has become the world's biggest country in terms of tourist output. Its market has huge potential for growth. Talib Rifai, Secretary General of the UN World Tourism Organization, says the travel sector can also have an effect beyond its own boundaries and boost other industries.
Tourism by nature is a very